We're going to take the votes. There are going to be two sets of votes, which will occur for the two separate agendas. One is the regular voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what's called the roll call agenda. We'll do the voice vote agenda first. The items for the regular agenda were listed in the materials distributed to the board and posted on our website. The secretary, Susan Keyes, will read the title of all items. After she has read them, we can discuss any open issues, so I understand that everyone's had a chance to speak personally with Bob Easter and other key leadership at the university about these items. But we will continue to welcome any discussion. After that discussion, we'll vote on all the items all at once, and we'll vote as a group. If anybody has any unique interest in voting separately, we can accommodate that just by informing Susan. Susan, will you, as secretary, please read the list of items on the regular voice vote agenda?
Certainly. A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meetings. Number 1, approve resolution for Catherine R. Cappy Lang. Number 2, approve resolution for Thomas J. Farrell. 3, disclose certain minutes of executive sessions pursuant to Open Meetings Act. 4, approve incentive-based compensation for president. 5, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 6, appoint interim vice chancellor for student affairs, Springfield. 7, award honorary degree, Chicago. 8, establish the Master of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering, College of Engineering, and the Graduate College, Urbana. 9, direct president to explore medical education and research for the 21st century. This item has been revised, and you have it with you. Number 10, amend the University of Illinois Hospital Medical Staff Bylaws. 11, rename the Institute for Genomic Biology, Urbana. 12, amend derivatives use policy. 13, resolution in support of the University of Illinois at Chicago's response to the Barack Obama Foundation's request for proposal.
Thank you. May I have a motion to pass all of these items?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? Abstentions. Okay, thank you. The next session is the roll call agenda, and these are the items that specifically require a roll call vote where we'll go around the table. We'll vote individually by trustee, but we'll try to do it on all of the items at once. Obviously, again, if you want to vote in a unique way, you can just inform Susan. Susan, will you now, as secretary, read out the items on the roll call agenda?
I'd be happy to. Number 14, delegate authority to the vice president, CFO, and comptroller to refund outstanding certificates of participation. 15, delegate authority to the vice president, CFO, and comptroller to refund outstanding auxiliary facility system revenue bonds. 16, increase project budget and award contract for addition and renovation, chemistry annex building, Urbana. 17, award contracts for renovation and addition, State Farm Center, Urbana. 18, increase project budget and award contract, gas boiler replacement, Abbott Power Plant, Urbana. 19, employ construction manager for renovation, Everett Laboratory, Urbana. 20, approve lease for costing, grants and contracts, and sponsored programs, Urbana. 21, approve agreements with Prairie Land Energy Incorporated. 22, increase project budget, first floor renovation and fire protection modernization, Library of the Health Sciences, Chicago. Number 23, approve purchase recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we have a motion?
So move.
Thanks, Tim.
Second.
Okay. Any additional comments or discussion? Susan, will you call the roll, please?
Certainly. Ms. Cave?
Yes to all.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes to all.
Mr. Fitzgerald?
Yes to all, except abstaining of procurement, which is 16 through 23.
16 through 23. Mr. Free?
Yes to all.
Ms. Hasara?
Yes to all.
Ms. Holmes?
Yes to all except 15 and 16, from which I abstain.
Thank you. Mr. Kennedy?
Yes to all.
Dr. Kortz?
Yes to all.
Ms. Leibowitz?
Yes to all.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes to all.
Mr. Montgomery?
Yes to all.
Governor Quinn? Ms. Strobel?
Yes to all except for item number 17, and I'll abstain on that because I'm a director of State Farm.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all. We're going to go to executive session. Do you have any comments?
We'll do that for this.
Okay, that's fine. We're going to go into executive session. I think this group is going to move into the other room. Is that right?
We have a motion.
Yeah, I know. But that's directionally what we're going to do, right?
Certainly.
Okay.
That is correct.
Is there a motion now in order to go into executive session to discuss university employment or appointment-related matters or pending probable or imminent litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the university?
So moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you all.